Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In 1972, The Limits to Growth was published by the Club of Rome. The book suggested that swift human depopulation would save the planet. In 2018, The Limits to Growth co-author Dennis Meadows explained how we need to murder billions of people.
The planet can support something like a billion people. Maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. That's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sense, so we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal.
Overpopulation is a lie. With old school sustainable farming and the end of big government, there is enough room on this planet for several billion. And while the Earth's climate does change, most of what we are seeing is contrived. The fires breaking out all across the world are being blamed on climate change, even though hundreds of arsonists have been caught starting them. Most recently, 79 people were arrested for starting fires in Greece. Direct energy weapons, or DEWs, are able to start fires from above and can utilize microwave technology to burn homes from within. In 2013, the mainstream media reported that we were able to make rain and lightning.
I mean, lasers? Really? To change the weather?
By firing trillion-watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
This week in Michigan, residents reported a strange strobe-like lightning. The event was captured on weather radar, which showed a very unnatural-looking spiral. Making it rain has been possible for decades, and we have come a long way since then with the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, known as HARP. We can now create hurricanes, and we can control their direction with next-generation weather radar transmitters, known as NEXRAD. By building up an electromagnetic charge and dispersing it underground as direct current VLF waves, or very low frequency waves, the NEXRAD radar transmitters are able to trigger earthquakes. Earthquakes and explosives can trigger tsunamis. These are the technologies that we know of, and that only leaves volcanoes and tornadoes. Funded by Peter Thiel, AVE Tech Energy Corporation began work in 2012 on a device to produce a 130-foot tall tornado. And a former U.S. intelligence officer recently told State of the Nation that the U.S. has already triggered a volcano. Climate change is not only a hoax, it's a depopulation program. and our entire government is going along with it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Plate, ladies and gentlemen, is full. Like it's Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. Had a couple guests scheduled today, but we've rescheduled them for tomorrow so that we got time to cover all this incredible news and take your phone calls on this live Monday, August 28th, 2023 transmission. Well, even the government of Hawaii had to come out and admit that BlackRock, that owned the power company, did not update the power lines, did not cut back the trees, and left the power on, and that's what burned down Lahaina. But since then, we've learned even more, and the locals are calling it choreographed disaster or choreographed mass murder. I've been calling it administrative mass murder. And we have some of those locals coming on the show tomorrow, but they're too busy with disaster relief and helicopter missions to be on today. But if you watch the city council and county council meetings, it's like you're tuned into the show. The people are really awake. They're really informed. Democrats, climate change, blame game for Hawaii fire, confronted by reality after Maui identifies the cause. Power lines. In all the video, they default didn't follow what any other power district in the country does. When 60-mile-an-hour winds hit, turn the power off. And when they subside, you turn it back on because it becomes a fire bomb if you don't. That's why the power always goes out when a bad hurricane hits your town. Folks live in Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Georgia, they know that. People that don't understand that. The people in Hawaii, they get hit by high winds too. They get hit by typhoons and hurricanes where they're at. Hurricanes spin one way, typhoons spin the other. It's the same thing though. Though typhoons have been recorded going 200 miles an hour, and the fastest a hurricane's ever been recorded going is 160 miles an hour. So typhoons are worse. But this was a hurricane coming up under Hawaii with another storm coming down, hitting it to cause this. And it's unbelievable now that we have the eyewitness reports and the police admitting that they were told to block the town off on both ends, even though power lines were not yet even down on the main highway. And where they finally did fall down, they were not blocking traffic. The locals have said, let's not blame the police. They were following orders. The police are very upset. They just said, we're told to do this. What are we supposed to do? They don't know. They're not omnipresent. I'm still blaming them some. But who really needs to get in trouble is the people that gave those orders. Because they couldn't give them all that ineptly, that perfectly. And that's why. The locals are calling it choreographed disaster. We've got some excerpts of some of what the locals are talking about now coming up. This is one of our top stories, because not just because they're now estimating 1,500 to 2,000 children are missing. There's a cover-up of that. It's a Rosetta Stone, or really a keyhole we can look through and get a wider view of how the globalists plan to shut down civilization. And speaking of that, I said this 3 years ago. I said when they give the pilots these COVID shots and a large percentage of them start having heart attacks and dying, they're going to say there's a pilot shortage and go to one pilot, which they've now introduced regulations to do. And they're finally going to move completely to AI pilots. Sure enough, it's all a big push. Got a bunch of news articles then pushing that today. So we're going to be laying all of this out. And that ties into a huge victory we've all had against tyranny that I want to talk about at the start of the next segment. And I came in this morning. It's so important. I shot a special report that will be done towards the end of the show today that will also air, that can go viral, that can be chocked full of all the video clips and documents and things, because there's so many facets to this. We'll talk about it next segment, but turns out three fact-checking groups came out and attacked me 10 days ago, 11 days ago, when I came out and said I've talked to whistleblowers and they've been told middle of next month they're going to start trying to phase in the COVID restrictions again, starting with a new vaccine on the 15th of September, and new mask mandates and new vaccine mandates to go to school or college and more closures of events. All of it began to happen the afternoon after I reported it. I had no idea that I was – I got the info on Tuesday, didn't nail it down until Thursday just because I was busy. So I'd have been days ahead of it, but instead I was right under the wire, and then they opened up during the evening on all the channels propagandizing the corporate media. And it was everything I said was coming. Well, of course, it came right from the feds, who were just a few days ahead of the public. They had to tell them it was coming. So now we're in this paradox where they're admitting all this, and schools have closed in New York and Texas and closed because of supposed COVID cases. The masks are all coming back. They're talking about having to have the shots to be able to get into stores. Biden put forward $1.4 billion to come out with a new booster that just so happens to match this variant. Now there's three more variants. And Biden talked to the press when he was in Nevada a few days ago. We'll play that clip coming up. And he says, oh, yeah, this time it works. And everybody needs to take it. And it's going to protect you. First time you fool me, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Well, they never fooled me when it came to this because I knew how bad they were. But a lot of the public's awake now. It's not going to put up with this. So they've had the CDC, the TSA, and the Biden administration all come out and say Alex Jones is full of crap. Nobody's trying to bring back COVID restrictions of any type. While their very agencies say, no, we're looking at bringing them back, and I have the articles. So they want to be able to incrementally bring this out so that you never form opposition to it. Successful approximation. So we don't have a debate about it beforehand. They want to sneak up behind us. Well, I'm watching my six, I'm watching your six, and you're watching my six as well. Together we're going to beat this, and they are royally pissed. And I do need prayer because I'm not a macho guy. I do this because I have to. It's the right thing to do. I don't enjoy facing danger for no reason. There's a big reason to do this, but this is the type of stuff will get them to go ahead and finally kill me or set me up or something. So I do want to stay in the game. I need your prayers, please. Because we scored together. The audience of activists, you spreading the word Friday morning, then it going viral, and then 6 hours later they opened up with their propaganda campaign. It was perfect timing. I mean, we hit a hole in one on that. We slammed their brains out, basically. I mean, we pile drove them politically. And they are royal pissed. Royal pissed. So this is all God. I get no credit. It's all God. Just like you don't get the credit either, but you care. You took action. God appreciates you. But it's God has to work through us. This is all God. Because you don't get a hole in one. You know, you don't have timing like this on yourself. Anybody thinks this is us is delusional. It's God. But praise God. Devastating. Devastating. I mean, it's like doing an uppercut and breaking somebody's jaw in three places. I mean, it is just, it is. We'll be right back. Stay with us at InfoWars.com tomorrow's this day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is really hardcore information because it's proven truth that has devastated the enemy. And it'd be kind of like if you, to use a hunting analogy, shot a big old stag, a big old buck deer with a arrow, and it shoots right through the stag and embeds in a hill 100 yards away, and you go and get that arrow and are able to use it again. It's got special value. We know this arrow hunts. This is a lucky arrow that you're able to get back. The secret of most arrows is bows are so high powered, you shoot through animals, wild hogs, you name it. You hardly ever find them. I once shot through a buffalo with a compound bow at 50, 60 yards, shot it side on through the heart, through the lungs. Ran about 20 feet, fell over dead. Looked like a geyser of blood shooting out his nose. Delicious meat, by the way. Had it butchered and ate it. And couldn't find the arrow. But one time I did shoot a buck at about 100 yards, and the arrow went right through it, and it embedded in a hill about 50 yards away. But I'm going off into hunting analogies, and I apologize. I shouldn't be doing that. Don't have time to hunt these days. But they're going to continue to try to roll out these protocols, but they don't want us resisting them while they do it. So they gaslight us and say, oh, nobody's trying to bring masks back. Nobody's trying to make you take a shot. When colleges all over the place are saying the masks are back on, hospitals all over the place, a bunch of elementary and middle schools are shutting down in Texas and New York and Arizona and a whole bunch of places. We've got grocery store chains and hospitals and all these other facilities, as well as hotels, saying, no, employees, you got to wear your mask. You heard callers a week ago saying, oh, we just got told. Now it's in the news. It's happening. So they flipped the light switch 5 hours after I talked about this on Friday. And they didn't do that because of us. They had this all pre-planned, all pre-loaded. Weeks before, it's sent to the stations. They've already scripted it. They've already practiced it. That's why it was, whether it was CBS or NBC or Fox, it was the exact same garbage, exact same order, exact same script. You've all seen the compilation videos where they do that. But here's the bad news, and here's some footage that I think this is Breitbart got this, but they're now in New York and places setting up the COVID systems again. And the little cages around the hospitals. So they can have people in hazmat gear out there doing their little theater dance, telling you the hospital's overwhelmed and totally full, while it's almost totally empty, and the nurses and people are dancing around doing TikTok videos, and then they're keeping families away from their beloved ones that are being murdered. So everything we saw 3.5 years ago, they're trying again. But the good news is, we came out and pointed it out. You pointed it out. And so now it is a massive, massive, massive story. And they're simultaneously trying to roll it out and get the sheep to get in line. But they don't want to have another fight with us politically because we just won the last one. They know the courts are on our side now. The public's awake now to a great extent. So by stealth, quasi-stealth. They want to just roll it out in their blue cities, have their mind control victims go under the control, but they don't want to stir up those of us that are awake so that we speak up and say no. And that's the answer. When people bully you to wear a mask or bully you to take a shot, you need to politely but in a focused way get back in their face, educate them. If it's an employee, call for a manager, and make a big scene out of it. So let's go through some of these headlines. Conspiracy theorists spread false information about the return of COVID-19 mandates, says the Associated Press. And, of course, the AP has its director previously on the board of Pfizer. Same thing with the head of Reuters is on the board of Pfizer. They don't tell you that. And they go on to attack me and say that there's no such announcement, the TSA says, that's coming. So, see, now we've cornered them, because that did come from high-level TSA. But now they don't want to give credibility to us saying it was coming, because they want to be able to roll it out the way they want. They're having to then hold off on their plan. This is exactly how you stop them. This is the methodology of truth. It's the power of the whistleblower. It's the power of getting ahead of things. It's the power of realizing they're attacking us incrementally. So you've got to, when they come out incrementally, go, A leads to Z. And explain to people the compendium of the operation. And people have already been through this once, so they know you're telling them the truth. So they're like, oh, okay, they just said we should all wear masks again. I bet they cancel school next. Oh, next day cancel school. Oh, they cancel school. Next they're going to say a new shot's coming out. Oh, 5 days after I said they've been told that on the 15th of September, the TSA has the mask back on themselves, and that Biden will then announce a new vaccine. That was not in the news then. 5 days later, or I guess 6 days later, it was Friday we did it, Biden comes out and says, we got a new vaccine that covers this. Over at Shop, please. UMass Memorial reinstates staff mandates. After a dramatic increase in COVID cases. Look at this. Biden administration eyes mid-September for new COVID-19 booster shot rollout. That just broke on Friday. U.S. News and World Report. Talk about nailing it. Yeah, because they were senior TSA managers in a meeting with their boss. You know, where there's only like one manager per shift, and they're all in there. And they're talking to the boss on the Zoom. They didn't tell me what meeting software, but there they are telling hundreds of managers of 47,000 employees what they were about to do. That's exactly what they did. CDC denies COVID restrictions coming after bombshell Alex Jones explosive Biden lockdown plan. Again, CDC denies COVID restrictions coming after bombshell Alex Jones exclusive exposed Biden's lockdown plan. Biden to fund new COVID vaccine for everybody, whether they've gotten it before or not. But he says this time it works. We'll play the video when we come back. So they've got a real problem on their hands. This blew up in their face about as bad as it could. I give this about a... I'll put to you this way. We've never had something this successful to thwart the enemy. I mean, this is praise God stuff. This is past the ammunition of the info war. But it wouldn't have happened if you wouldn't have spread the word, folks. So you get the temporal credit.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
All right, so the reason the globalists want us off air, and that means this whole family of listeners and crew,
tyrants, is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
The reason they want us off air is they don't want us challenging the narratives they roll out for their global deindustrialization, collapse of civilization plan. And that's why it's a life and death situation. That's why I'm so thankful to all of you for listening to me two Fridays ago and getting that big story out. Then the enemy launched their operation that same day in the afternoon, and it just blew up in their face. It absolutely blew up in their face. And it's really hurt their global rollout of hysteria and fear. And they're still pushing for new lockdowns and more masks and force injections and new poison boosters while they're saying it doesn't exist at the same time. This is not going to work for them now. So I am extremely pleased. I'm extremely satisfied. But I wish somebody else would have broke this, because it's almost always us that's at the very tip of the spear, that's a game changer that brings in the new awareness. And that's what makes this job so dangerous. And I don't say that to brag or try to sound important. The enemy knows that. I want listeners to realize how important you are supporting this operation, because that's the way God's got it, that most of the time, other than like a Project Veritas, who's just incredible, and you saw what they've been through, the feds and the arrests and the infiltrations, and we got all the same crap going on here. I just want you to know, we are doing some dangerous stuff here. And I just appreciate you knowing that. And I don't want your thanks. I want your support. I need your support. Use another military analogy, nonviolently as an analogy. We could be a 2,000-pound cruise missile warhead with an armored tip on it designed to go into some enemy bunker and take out their general staff. But if you don't have the fuel that's two-thirds of that missile, it's not going to be able to fly the 1,000 miles and hit its target. So what's more important, the warhead in the missile, the avionics in the missile, or the fuel? And the truth is, they're all just as important. That's what I keep trying to hammer through people's brains. But you're not just the fuel when you support us. You're the eyes and ears. You're the avionics. You're the ground tracking radar. You're the GPS. And you're the explosive force on the ground to stand up and to boycott and to boycott and to pray to God and to vote and to file lawsuits and to educate your children right and to grow good produce and to help your neighbors and a thousand other things. You're the fuel. You're the avionics. You're the explosive. And really, if you pull back, you're not the missile at all. You're the missile controller sitting thousands of miles away at their desk in control of the whole thing. And I want that to sink in. And I want you to recognize that if they go ahead and just flatten me for this, that's okay. That'll be a big exclamation point on what we just did, because I don't think even the crew or any of the listeners, even myself, get how big this was 10 days ago. I saw Steve Bannon call it the scoop of a lifetime. Jack Posobiec, a bunch of others. I was like, yeah, it's big. We knew it was already rolling out. Okay, our source is great, but it's the way they started denying it that just blew up even bigger. While they're like, yeah, lockdowns are coming back, COVID restrictions are coming back, all over the news. But they're crazy. None of it's coming back. Just accept it. It's so fundamental to steal the next election. It's so fundamental for their global ID. It's so fundamental for their cashless society. It's so fundamental to control our bodies that they just don't know. What to do? They are in a full panic mode. So, it's not about a victory lap for everybody to say, oh, we did a great job. It's about, no, the enemy's not invincible. They're not all powerful. And I'll use another military analogy, World War II. Radar was just getting invented. The British knew when German planes were coming, but Germany didn't really have radar, and our aircraft didn't have radar. So they're flying in over Germany or Italy to drop bombs, the Army Air Corps. You know they would fly towards the flak. That's how you know you're over the target, and that's an old saying. You're getting the flak when you're over the target. But more importantly, they had spotters, and the bombardier, their job when targeting and looking at maps they had and trying to guide in by eye, that's hard on the plane, of what factories to hit or bridges to hit or things they're supposed to hit, was to mark down where they got big explosions. Even if the bomb missed, it might have created a huge explosion because really the Germans had stuff in another warehouse or maybe underground, and, oh, we got a big explosion here. Hit that again. That's obviously valuable. And so that's what we're doing here is we're like, this really blew up big, folks. I mean, big, spectacular explosion. And we need to circle back around a lot and hit this target again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And again. Because, again, if they can't roll out their propaganda and have us just react to it, I know for most listeners you're like, Jones, we knew that before you were born. Will you quit telling? This show is not for those of you that know more than I do. I know there's a lot. You understand that? This show is for the general public that's tuning in. I want them to get it through their brain. Because if this show is just about entertainment, man, I got so many entertaining clips. I got the leftists trying to block the road to Burning Man and the police running them over. I could watch it all day. I got probably 30 clips just as good. Would listeners rather me just give you entertainment? Because I would enjoy the show more, quite frankly, if I just sat back and showed police. Because they wouldn't pull down the barricade. They jumped in front of the vehicle, so the police just went ahead and ran through it. And the point is, there's 20 miles of people backed up with their cars overheating and people basically about to die in the desert because of these terrorists. And this is how the police should act. But see, it's tribal police, so they don't have to be politically correct. So, you know, I could just come back. Maybe I should just come back for the whole show and just play fun clips. But I don't think you want me to do that. Because you want to win, right? You want to beat these people. We got to war game this. We got to talk about how we beat them. We got to stop the next lockdown. And we know how to do it. We just had a major victory. So I'm gonna get to these clips and finish up this hour on this. Then I'll hit all the other news. Take your calls and more. Infowars.com tomorrow's news today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, they were planning, and they already are doing it, to roll out their new incremental COVID lockdowns. They even said, with different universities and public schools, just 14 days to flatten the curve. You say, why would they use the same fake script again? This is the same fake script again because it worked for a while last time. And they want mail-in ballots again next year. People say, wow, they're going to push it all the way to next year? They pushed it over 2 years before. This is just less than a year. The mail-in ballots are going to go out in September and October. And they've got all these federal purchase orders after I covered this that literally came out a few days after we broke it saying, oh, guess what? Middle of September, all these federal agencies need millions and millions of dollars apiece in PPE, in the mask, in the sanitizer, in all of it. Yes, it's going on. And again, we are having a debate about it up front saying, no, thank you. It'd be like if you didn't want to go to pedo-run Disney World. And you live out in California, and your wife gets you and the kids in the car and says, I have a surprise for you. For your, say, 40th birthday. You're like, okay, what, are you going to a steakhouse? Or what are we doing? We going to the Redwoods? Your wife says, you'll see. So you drive out of L.A. and you drive out toward, and all of a sudden you get closer to Disneyland. You're on the highway and you go, we're not going to Disneyland, are we? Oh, no, we're not going to Disneyland. But she knows the kids are going to go once you get in the parking lot. And then once you get to the parking lot, Dad's going to go, okay, I'll go and watch the bearded men dressed in princess outfits accost my daughters. Now, that's a good analogy because my wife hates the system, but she still feels like, well, our six-year-old, you know, it's a rite of passage to go to Disney World, Disneyland. I'm like, no, it's not. Over my dead body, we're never going. And she's like, I guess you're right. But there's still this thing. So let's go back to the COVID shots or the lockdowns or the mask or any of it. They want to get us in the car and get us there before we have a debate about where we're going. Instead, I don't really snoop around, but if I, you know, got on the computer and saw the history and it said Disneyland and I saw tickets were bought, I'd be like, we're not going to Disneyland. In fact, I got on about 6 months ago on our desktop in the bedroom and Disneyland was pulled up. This is a true story. And I walked out there and talked to my wife and I said, we're not going to Disney World. She said, well, I just know we're going to Florida on a business trip, and I figured, I know it's all liberal, but, you know, we still have some fun. What, stand in line all day and fun some? No, we're not going. But see, that's called getting ahead of it. So we caught the wife with the Disneyland brochures and the Disneyland tickets. And we're saying, we're not going. And she's saying, or maybe the husband did, I'm not blaming women. It's an allegory. It's an analogy. She's like, okay, we're not going to Disneyland, but she has tickets. But it would sure be a fun place to go. But we are putting masks on, and we do have a new shot, and we are locking things down, and we have told the corporations to get ready for new lockdowns this winter. But nobody wants you to, there's no COVID changes, okay? Now Biden just, you know, signed a deal for 1.4 billion new shots, and the government's buying up all the emergency gear, and, you know, it's perfect timing for an election, but it's not really going on. What is Disneyland, Disney World doing on the computer? So I don't really look at the history. I popped it open, and it was just right there. And, of course, I had like a heart attack because literally you could torture me taking me to Disney World. When I was like 10 years old, my parents go, oh, let's go to Florida and let's go to Disney World. I hated it then. 2 hours to ride a roller coaster? I go to Six Flags and wait 30 minutes and ride one. That's still too long. 2 hours to ride Magic Mountain? No, it sucks. You add a bunch of fat dudes in dresses running around. You might as well put me in a firing squad, but at least that won't kill you. What is a firing squad is these shots and this medical tyranny. So, because I mentioned it, let's play a clip of Biden 3 years ago saying he'll never have to take a shot again because one shot protects you. And then let's play his latest clip from Friday where he comes over to the press. Here it is.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
Can you say anything about the uptick of COVID cases and new variants?
Yes, I can. Matter of fact, I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to the Congress a request for additional funding for new vaccine that is necessary, that works. And tentatively, not decided finally, but tentatively, it is recommended that it would likely be recommended that everybody get it, no matter whether they got it or not.
So I know he's babbling and it's hard to understand him, but he said, this time it works and everybody should get it. Oh, and it's going to be free again. Really, they made $80 million at Pfizer alone last time. And over half that was the U.S. morons taking it. So do the math. Only $1.4 billion? No, most of these are being mandated. And last time I checked, a Moderna shot is $100, and a Pfizer shot's like $80. Guys, look up how much one of these shots is now. So If the shots cost $80, $90 billion, then how are we going to get them for $1.4 billion, even if you want to take the poison? And the answer is no, it's the bonanza off of the insurance companies. Look, it just goes on and on. I could talk for 10 hours about this. Republicans in 9 Florida counties adopt resolution calling for ban on COVID vaccines. That's good news. I'm going to revisit this after I hit the other news. But I didn't get so prepared for this show. I got really prepared for this broadcast. So we're going to get everything else when we come back and start the next hour, including how they're planning to have AI take over the airlines, the latest on Trump. They're trying to disqualify him. We knew this was coming in New Hampshire and in Florida. The Democrats are talking about election meddling. This is the next level. We're also going to get into how they're blaming climate change for the Maui fire, but even the government now admits it was the power lines and the fault of BlackRock. Also, they've arrested 79 people in Greece. The government says the major fires were caused by leftists who were out burning everything down, who were in the country with a cover story of being at an environmental conference. Remember that. Anywhere you have a smart conference, one of these UN-sponsored deals, by night in high wind they burn you down, by day they drink alcohol and have sex. And people are already tracking this, so that's good news. So they even these are armies of terrorists. They don't just block highways, folks. They don't just try to teach your son to have his penis cut off. They want to destroy everything, and they will if we let them. Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, that, you know, battles cancer, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% cumin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. Look at this on the table. Overhead shot, please. Look at all these babies. You take a couple of these a day, that's a multi-month supply, and you are in like Flynn. No additives, no garbage, just turbocharged, 95% curcuminoid with a couple of other key amino acids that are known to supercharge it and upload it in your body. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And by the way, that flash sale on X3 and Vitamineral Fusion, it ends today. It really is selling out. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.